You're listening to The Total Counselor with your host, Attorney Alan Margulies, on News and Talk Radio, AM 830 WCRN. Once again, here's Attorney Margulies.
Welcome back. Alan Margulies, The Total Counselor, as always, 508-650-9900 or radio at TotalCounselor.com. Anytime you'd like to reach out. Any of the minds that you'd like to meet that we keep around our table. And this morning we've got Ben Stitch in the studio with us, and we are discussing mediation, exciting area, and negotiation and all things that relate to it. So a lot of times folks think that my marriage has completely broken down and that's when I'm going to head towards mediation. And I think one of the other points, we were making some of the distinctions, your background versus as a social worker, mm-hmm. licensing versus a licensed attorney doing mediation, and we were making the distinction there between the two. And I think one of the other values to bring out in your role as a social worker, and we were discussing the differences between negotiating versus counseling, one of the things that can come out a little bit more in advance is we don't know how something is going to end, mm-hmm. but the better prepared we are at the front, we can control a little bit more what that final outcome is going to be. At the end of the day, a divorce might be a divorce, and that's it. But are there things that might take place before you get to that point? From my vantage point, a lot of times I'm looking at situations, and I'm seeing how divorces end up playing out. And there are individuals that I feel the most bad for in the divorce situations. Those are the little ones. Mm-hmm. Those are the ones that they didn't ask for the situation that they found themselves in. They didn't ask to be born into this particular family.
Right.
They didn't ask to see the parents fighting or not communicating with one another and whatnot. And at the end of the day, I think the assets, some people will disagree, I think the assets should be the easiest thing to deal with, because at the end of the day, it's money. It's cold. It's calculated. There's not much to it.
Yep.
But really what comes into play is those children. What's going to happen with them? And unfortunately, a lot of times, and you probably see it a lot more than I do, is they become the pawns in the game. How do you deal with, whether it's going through the mediation process or a situation where you've probably been in situations where it starts out in mediation, but you know right when that mediation starts that you're going to give it the old college try, you're going to try to guide them, but it's going to end up in litigation no matter what it is that you're going to do. How do you work in that situation dealing with the children? What are some of the steps that people should be thinking in advance when they could think a little bit more rationally, if you yep. will, in the situation is that, look, my wife and I, it's going to end up in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
What should we be thinking of in advance? How can you work in the situation dealing with the children? What are the options that are out there?
Yeah, and you know, that's a such a complicated question, and it's such an important one. And to your point around the difference, just a quick note, between the division of assets and debt versus kids. I mean, I've had some attorneys refer mediation of the parenting plan to me while the attorneys negotiate the hard, cold money. Attorneys are really good at figuring out that stuff, and often are. It's easy to know what the courts would do if it was led to the judge's discretion. When it comes to parenting, it's not. There's not that level of clarity, because we're dealing with real people and real lives and so many unclear factors. So I guess the first thing I like to think about, it doesn't matter if it's a low conflict co-parenting dynamic or a high conflict co-parenting dynamic, they're going to be co-parents together. And like I say to them, you're probably going to be grandparents together if things go the way you probably want them to. So part of what I do is help create some imagery. You know, what do you want your child's experience to be like when they're walking down the aisle? Do they have to pick between mom or dad, or mom or dad and dad, or do they need to, can they hold both your hand and walk down? And that process starts here in how you negotiate the parenting plan. Likewise, you know, when they're in the mediation table around the negotiation, kind of having this imagery, like pretend like you have a framed photograph of your child facing you. And that imagery is about really thinking about what is in the child's best interest. When we come up with a parenting plan, the goal is to best meet the kid's needs. So while the parents' preferences are important and certainly need to be included, if parents have a kiddo who really struggles with transitions, that should be a factor that should be taken into account in developing a parenting schedule that perhaps minimizes transitions. If there are certain rituals or traditions the kids really love and appreciate, then they should be negotiating in a way that helps preserve as much as possible, that's realistic, so the kids can have those same experiences. And when parents are able to think about their kids' best interests, they don't always agree on what those things are, but at least now they're talking about it, right? Now they're talking about their kids, they're talking about a range of options, and hopefully they're thinking more about the future and less about the past. And that's a separate question, but that's what mediation is all about, right? It's really the most effective mediations are when we're talking about the here and now in the future. And in divorce, they have an opportunity to create a new future, right? The past is dynamic and narrative is over, and they have the opportunity to rewrite the narrative. Because their relationship, while still being co-parents, they're not going to have the romantic dynamic that they have to figure out. They just have to be in basically a business-like relationship, and they're in the business of raising their kids. And they should treat each other like they would a business partner or a really big client. You don't have to like each other. You can despise each other. You can complain about the other and the privacy with your therapist or whoever you're talking to. But when you're at the business table and you're, you know, what more important business is there than the raising of your kids?
Absolutely. And it's interesting that you use that as the analogy, because the conversations that I've had with many people over the years, as we've discussed in the estate planning context, and sort of what to put into play within certain documents based on children's relationships now that some kids are older and the parents like or dislike who they're involved with, married or otherwise, I come back to over 20 years ago, the advice my mother gave to me when I was walking down the aisle, before I walked down the aisle, and the advice that she gave is that the best way to make sure that your marriage lasts, in general, and if for anybody that knows my mother, she's she's very warm, she's there for anybody. Yeah. And the advice, so it wasn't a cold, calculated statement, but she basically said is that you have to treat your marriage as a business, and you just, there are certain times where you have to agree and there's certain times you're going to disagree, mm-hmm. but at the end of the day you have to have certain resolutions that you have to just come to, and it's all give and take, and that's what it is. And if you remember that, things will work out. Don't necessarily say things that can come back to bite you later on, but consider that. And I think it's great using the creative imagery. One of the questions that I wanted to ask of you is that I wanted to hone in on. So from a process perspective, can I go through parenting through mediation, but the rest of the stuff, if you will, through the normal litigation channel, if you will, through the court system?
Absolutely. The vast majority of my divorces, we mediate all the issues to resolution, both the assets, the liabilities, and the parenting issues. You can come to agreement on any number of topics and then have some outstanding topics that they're just unresolved. And either the attorneys then can negotiate those, or worst case scenario, you present whatever's completed in a separation agreement to the court and say, and judge, we have these two outstanding issues we need your help with. And the judge can make, you know, determination for those outstanding issues.
Got it. So, and that works out really well for folks, because it's not an all or nothing proposition that, okay, if we go with mediation, we've got to do everything in mediation, or we go with litigation, it has to be all litigation,
yep.
Which I think mediation is a much better process lending to parenting decisions.
Absolutely.
And everything else, because you have the time, and that's the biggest thing that's against you in the court system. because the judges are overwhelmed and everything, is to be able to turn around and spend the time that's necessary to really walk through what's going to be in the best in the children's best interest. And that's really what you're going for.
And to that point, I work with a retired probate judge in a program where I teach, and she likes to say that judges don't necessarily, when it comes to parenting, judges don't make good decisions. They just make decisions. And what she means by that is judges are not trained in child development and how to minimize, how to strategize high conflict dynamics in a parenting relationship. So they'll provide clarity, but they're usually making decisions based on very little information with very little time to think about things. And you know, and the courts were really never designed to decide, you know, should Johnny play football or lacrosse, or can we go on a 5-day vacation or an 8-day vacation to California, right? Ideally, the parents should be able to make those decisions.
Excellent. And that's something where parents need to recognize the fact is that, I love the statement, let's agree to disagree. And that's one of the key things is that you're not going to get everything you want. And in a good negotiation, I've always been told is everybody doesn't get everything that they want in order to have a successful negotiation. And you have to recognize is that what's the most important. But again, these are human beings that we're talking about, and there's going to be ramifications. I always joke with folks and say is we're all going to be in therapy because of things our parents have done to us. It's just a matter of how long that therapy
right.
session is going to be.
Absolutely.
So you could reach out to Ben at BenStich, BenStich.com. Anytime, a lot of great information on there. I'm Alan Margulies, the Total Counselor, 508-650-9900 or radio at TotalCounselor.com. And we'll be right back.